What's up, everyone? Welcome to the huddle, the chillest huddle that's out there. Hope everyone's brought some gloves and is getting comfy, as we will start discussing all things cute JPEGs in a moment. Nothing said in the huddle is financial or any kind of advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. And now, let's go!
MTM Poppy.
Yeah, Jam Jam.
Hey, can you hear me? This is cool.
Yeah, I can hear just looks like it's been something great with my connection or VPN, because I need to use VPN for Twitter always, and it's sometimes it's really annoying.
No worries at all. No worries at all. And very excited to have you finally in the huddle. So let's kick the new episode off. 1 second.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the huddle, the chillest huddle that's out there. Hope everyone's brought some gloves and is getting comfy, as we will start discussing all things cute JPEGs in a moment. Nothing said in the huddle is financial or any kind of advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. And now, let's go!
Yay! So again, TMTM, and welcome to a new episode of The Huddle. Today, with the one and only Pavel! Woo! Now, even without connection problem. And so for those who don't know, I think you are like a Pachi OG, and also you're part of the K Network. And last but not least, you are a super cool street artist. So lots of topics to talk about. GMGM.
Yeah, GMGM. Thanks for inviting me here. Yes, as you told that, I am part of Huddle, but I can't say that I'm OG because I joined in the end of 2022. Since that time, I'm here. Yes, I'm in Huddle, and not so much time ago, I upgraded my Lil to Big. And
I know.
Yes.
I saw it. I'm so excited, and the thing is. So for me, you're an OG because you joined like ever since I can remember, you've been around in the Discord and you spread positive vibes and whatnot. And I think you have actually like a super cool story. I think like first you joined with a little patchy and you lost it or something, and then you made it all back and now you upgraded to a big patchy. So this is like so, so cool.
Yeah. it's been a good story about my way in the huddle, and yes, as you mentioned, Quai Network. Yes, I've been like started from a user, and now I am part of the team, and we are going to launch my net. It's coming soon. It's going to be very so soon.
Yeah,
yes, and
I think we had
our CEO Alan is a Pudgy too. He's Pudgy OG. He's holder since August 2021, and we gave a little opportunity for our huddle, like boost for Faucet. Our Pudgy holders can use Faucet and get more amount of test tokens to test our network and play around with different dApps, swap, trading NFTs, meme coins, and something like this. And for sure, we gave like an airdrop for Pudgy holders. our Quiminers collection. Quiminers collection, it's I've been like a creator of this collection, but for now this collection is my brother managing it. He's here with us on Space Elix. He's Lil. Yeah, he joined Pudgy recently. I think it's around a few months ago. And yeah, we are here, and it's got exciting times coming soon. Things, yeah, lot of things we are going to cook for community for sure. Yes, and I think that my main topic is talking about street arts and how it's going and something like this.
Most definitely, Pavel, but just to go back to the K network, because this is like so cool. I think you just like within the last 24 hours actually announced that you guys will have like your token launch in February. Which is like super exciting. So maybe you could tell us more about that. And also I saw that Alan, you actually like, who's the co-founder of K Network, you met in the Pudgy Penguin Discord. Like, this is so cool.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. I'm not a dev, but let me try to explain Quai Network Tech in simple words. Yes, how it's like easily to understand for everyone. Like Quai Network, it's a new proof of work blockchain. Yes, layer one, and it's one of the most just the main advantages of it. It's like fully scalable and programmable proof of work blockchain with first ever energy based stablecoin. Yes, this combine all features from like the top blockchains. Yes, like Bitcoin, Solana, and Ethereum in one. And this stage is going to be huge. And I hope that it's going to be a start for crypto revolution in 2025 for sure.
Yay. And I'm very excited. And I saw that you will actually, so this K network will actually be the first layer one to launch in America under the first crypto friendly administration. So this is, I think, also super, super exciting.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I just my main, like, my mission, yes, I'm not like shilling projects, yes, for example, for a lot of people. I just support projects which I love, which I'm in. And why Pudgy and Quai? Because I joined to Pudgy through Quai, because I saw Alan has his PFP, and oh, it's cool. I love this penguin, and they looks cute. And during this, I'm joined, and it's been like my start to explore NFTs and this Web3, and it's really cool. Huddle is more than simple community. It's like a family.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And just like a few words again with regards to K Network, because this is so much like upcoming. I also, and that's also full circle with Pudgy Penguins, because I also saw that Alex Varnavik tweeted about K Network, which is like, I mean, one of the most OG penguins ever. So this is really cool. And also Kaito, I think, has you guys on the leaderboard, one out of 14 blockchains. So that is also very special.
Yeah, I agree. Our Like partnership with Kaita, it's been something you, it's been announced about like 3 days ago, and yeah, as you mentioned before, that we've been on top leaderboard of Kaita, yes, and just like we try to bring more attention to Kwai Network because it's really cool. We can't say that we're like Aptos or something project with a huge fundraise, yes, like a lot of money, but we have a good community, strong community, so strong community, so strong tech, and lot of different advantages. Because, for example, like our previous testnet, it's been like simulation of mainnet network. Yes, when you can mining, just need GPU for it. You can complete different social challenges, social tasks, and earn more testnet tokens, which you can use for like creating NFTs. We have a simple guide for node code deployer. You can, for example, like me, person who hasn't get any technical skills, yes, in developing, but I can deploy any NFT or any token and pump it and push it to community. For example, we can sell, buy, do anything with it, yes, and you can accumulate as much as you can test tokens, and in the end, your testnet tokens will convert into mainnet tokens. But of course, we don't know ratio for now, yes, but it's fun that it's going to be a huge simulation. For example, collection Kwai Miners NFT during whole testnet, for example, I don't know correctly, but maybe NFTs being alive around 1 month or something like this, and volume of this collection being around 1 million of Kwai testnet tokens. It's really huge, and the on my end, for sure we got different bags, yes, during testnet, file set down time to time, different problems with wallet because you can't use MetaMask wallet or something like this. Yes, we have our own Pelagos wallet for it. But everything been really cool, and I hope that Pages, who enjoyed our testnet and try to use this opportunity, been really happy. But I got a positive feedback from them, and it's cool. What can be better than positive feedback from your friends? And you know much more than anyone that Huddle is not just a community, it's like a family, and that's why I'm really happy.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Plus, I think the patches are really like so much tech native. Like, I think it's like a really cool community that really tests stuff out and vibes with it, and I think it's like a really cool community to give feedback, because I mean lots of people in the Huddle are actually builders and like devs and whatnot, so I think this is like a really really good feedback from that group. So yeah, I couldn't agree more with you.
So
one thing I wanted to ask you, because now change of topic. I mean, you've been like such a goated graffiti artist. Like, I mean, you are so talented in so many ways. So when did you start with graffiti? How did this, did you start with art and then ventured into graffiti, or how did this came about?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think that I can speak and tell about it for a long time, yes, like a whole day, but let me just try to do it in a few sentences, like how I bring this to crypto, because I wanted to create or to build something unique, because before, for sure, I kept in mind that someone did it or do it, but I made a decision to try do it by myself and see how it's going to be. I can't say that it's been easy. It's never been easy. It's been real hard. It's been real hard to get this respect from people, from community, especially when you are not a holder, because a lot of scammers around and something like this, and like just no name joined us and try to create something. It's scary. I understand this position, and I understand people. But for now, yes, we are here, and we will not to stop with it. Yes, it's just beginning. 2025 is going to be so huge for street arts. I really hope about it.
But I definitely agree, especially like the way you do it, like street art plus crypto. I think that's like a very exciting angle. But like, when did you start? I mean, you're really, really, really talented. So you must have done this for, like, I would say at least 5 to 10 years. Can you please tell me? Because without like kidding, I did street art too when I was like a teenager. So I'm very curious to learn how long it took you to be so good.
Yeah. I'm not sure that you remembered our conversation when it's been like, I think in 2022 when we chatted and you told me that, yo, I did something like this, and you dropped me some photos of of your drawings. Yes, I remember it. But you know that I don't prefer to call it like talent, because I think that it's more skill. It's a skill more than talent, really, because as you told before. Yes, I spent a lot of time. I spent a lot of time of my life with spray can on the streets, and it's been so awesome journey, and it's been really cool. But around, I think, 15 years or something like this. But for sure, I got breaks during this time, hard time, easy time, it's life. You understand me, but yeah, I'm here and I'm ready, and it's I can say you, not only you, like in public, that it's not the end. For example, because always people think that okay, it's come to end. he'll stop now, or maybe after next one, or. Yes, but no, I made a decision, but no stop for during 2025 for sure. But let's see what's going to be next. But yeah, it's and the most important that in my opinion, that it's not my work, it's just a hobby, and I thought that it helps me. For example, you know that when you are involved into something, you're like more happy in life. I don't know how to explain it. It's just like something inside you. A lot of ages, yes, or how much ages I spent for it, and for sure I can't to stop and forget about it and say, oh, okay, it's over. I think it's like impossible, but
so you are not a professional artist. This is just your hobby, or what? This is
Yeah,
crazy.
you're right.
This is crazy. I mean, you're so skilled. Also, because sometimes you share like the way you work, like first you ground the wall and then you make a sketch on the wall and then you fill it. So it's like a real solid technique. Like this is real crazy.
You know that like I have a simple work and for example if it's going to be my like full-time job, yes, we can call it, for example, if you're artist full-time, you always create, for example, what you don't want to create or something like this, yes, you because you should create something, forget payments. Yes, it's fact. But when you, I like made such decision because I really love pages. Yes, and for now I'm in position that I don't need to tell about it because my arts and what I did before, what I'm doing. It can gives much more answers than my words. Yes, and because I showed it in actions. I did it. I'm doing it. I will do it. And this is my love. For sure, I can make. I made like a part of whole street artists for Pudgy for commissions. Yes, but it's. Goal of it's not about to make a lot of money on it or something like this. It's like to spread in word about this cute flying birds. Yes, it's and I hope that it helps our HODL and our ecosystem, crypto in general. This is my main goal, and I'm so happy that around me. A lot of supporters, people who supported me. For example, here on Space, Levin. Yes, she always supported me. She always I remember that when she wrote me DM, oh yeah, I love your art, it's cool. I got a lot of DMs and such feedback like motivate you to create something new, to create more. For example, Cute Investment, he's here. Yes, it's our Russian Pudgy OG. He tried to always support me in it. He always support. And you know, when a lot of people support you can't say, okay, guys, it's over. I'm going out. You can't do it. And I know that a lot of people will understand it. Most of people. Will not remember me Inter 1 week, for example, when I leave. Yes, but it's okay. But inside me, I can't do it because my respect for these people is so huge. And this, it's you know that it's just not a simple story. I think it's not just about only crypto. It's about connections on. In unique direction. And I'm so happy that I met a lot of good people in HODL and in Web3 in general and for sure, but I don't like when people call me legend or something like this because I'm like simple like every pudgy in HODL.
No,
We
you are so
yeah.
skilled. No. I think you're an absolute legend. And I love because, yeah, you started with all these graffitis and people just genuinely loved that. And it was, we could all see that you did it like from your heart. And I think people really got touched. And you really also, you because you're so into the huddle, you are so great in this visual storytelling. Like always you tell like an amazing story around this. And I just think it's so spot on. So yeah, I really it's I absolutely love your art. So, and I would also love to know actually beyond Web3, because when you spray it, then you might actually be able to see reactions of people outside of our echo chamber. So I would love to know if you ever had the chance to see how people react to your graffiti.
So it's a good question. You know that I remember a few times, as usual, try to make arts during night or during so early morning when like no one on the street. Yes, it's one of the point because so annoying when a lot of people around and they're looking at it. Oh, what's this? Oh, penguin. It's cool, it's cool, yeah. It's much better than simple wall, yeah. Continue, continue, or something like this, yes, and time to time. But time to time, when I drew it with my friends, also, people come to us and ask, oh, why penguin? Oh, this is like JPEG or something like this. You know that it's hard to explain normies what's this and what's NFT mean and how it's going to for what is and something that it's JPEG like it's we love penguins, so yes, they're cute, I agree. And something like this, it's real funny. But reaction, you know that when you see these gray walls, and people like surprisingly see something like graffiti with colors, bright, yes, with penguins. It's cute, and they told you, "Yeah, I hope it will stay here for a long time," or something like this. But you know that government have different plans on these walls. And that's why, yes, it's cool.
I think, yeah, most definitely. But I think also your graffiti is kind of so different from like normal graffiti, right? Like normal graffiti is actually not cute. Like most of the graffiti is like just like ultra cool and I don't know and a bit scary. So people normally don't feel safe when there are like graffitis because it's awkward. And yeah, it's not cute, but you with your penguins, I think you create actually then walls and spaces where people, because you have the cute penguins, where people just are happy and feel safe. So it's actually a bit of an anti-graffiti climax, I think.
It makes sense, but you know it's not about like I can't say that it's like simple graffiti. You know, if you drew in the past, yes, or if you like been in connection with street artists, you should understand that we have like different styles and different ways of anyway, graffiti, it's illegal stuff. And what does it mean? It means that you show your position in public, for example, yes, because it's like something outlaw stuff. Because why people should write something on the wall? Why? Because you have reason for it. You wanna, for example, that more people see it or something like this. It's if you anyway, when you're walking around and see graffiti, you can catch it, yes, by yourself and start thinking about it. Why, for example, this penguin on this wall? What does this penguin mean? And what does it mean in general? What's this? It's and they thought, oh, I think it's cute. Yes, I like it. Let's think what this. They can make a photos and research in internet. I don't know. I really don't know how it works. I can share my feedback, for example, my mom or grandma. I know that for sure they know me and they understand who is who did it, yes, in our area. But time to time they told me, "Oh, I saw your previous art. I can say that it's cool, really. I like it." But I always answered her, "Oh, it's not me. It's my friend doing it. It's not me." But yeah, I really love it too. And this is way of I don't know that it's if people know less about you, it's okay. But it's hard anyway because your style. If you, for example, ask me to create something in another style, I'm not sure that I can do it because I have my style and all works in it, and that's why it's for example, like in digital arts, I see how people create it, and everyone has their own style too. It does not work that for example, every artist can create a lot of different things. It does not work. If it's like as you call talent, it's talent if you can create in different styles. But even if you remembered our stars like Banksy and others, they have their own style. They didn't do anything in different ways. You catch your own niche and continue do it. And this is the way I think. Only in this way you can improve your skills. And yes.
I totally agree. And actually, I think this is the most important as an artist that you develop your own style. Because, like, if you have a Picasso, you recognize it's a Picasso. If you have like a Roscoe, you recognize it's a Roscoe, and this makes it so unique and so valuable, you know. So I think it's, and when I see your art, I immediately know it's created by you. And I think this is like so important that you stay true to yourself and like really develop your own style and not I don't know, do like the, how to say, jack of all trade, master of none. So I think like if you it's super important to have your own style, and I like that you have your own style.
Yeah, this is your own style. I think in anything what you're going to do, you should have your own style. This is like it's your life. Like you know that my life, my rules or something like this cringe is about it. Yes, it's like simple lifestyle. That's the and also. I think that I never give any advices for anyone, yes, like a creator because I don't want to mention me as like a famous creator or something like this. Yes, just a simple graffiti lover and but my advice is just if you believe in something or if you like something, you should do it. It does not mean that you should use different illegal ways or something like this. Yes, you just all what you need, just follow your own direction. Don't keep attention on other people because a lot of creators around you, a lot of different people, and everyone has their own interests, hobbies, and other stuff. But if you select one way, you should follow this direction. And if you understand that something hard, it means that you're going the right direction because no one told that it's going to be easy, but it deserves it. And that's why I think that's why I'm still here. We can say that's why I'm still in game, because I know that I can even compete with different artists if but if they want we can make like battles, but it's funny, it's funny. Yes, I like, and for sure that the most important is the support. You always should support. You should support penguins. If you're a penguin, just follow them. Follow them, support them. And because it's priceless, and I know that we all need support. If someone tell me that he or she doesn't need support, I will block them because it's fake info. We all need. We deserve it. But be real and don't forget about it.
Oh, that is so cute. Yeah, I think that's why I remember you as a Pachi OG, because you've always been so supportive and so creative. So it's always been like super cool to have you around. So one other thing I wanted to ask you, so because you mentioned you've been into graffiti like some 15 years. Did you have a mentor, or did you have an inspiration, or did you just learn it all by yourself?
Yes, it's I think it's like one of the most valuable questions. Yes, because we have, as I mentioned before, that we have our own way, our own direction, but I can't believe that someone like do everything by themselves. You always like have a mentor or have a older brother or just older friend who did something and who motivated you or help you in it. And for sure, I remember I still in contact with these guys who brought me into this field, as if we can say it. And it's funny, yes, it's funny that like one moment you got that you can do much better than this guy, and it's been a real problem, but you should just try and respect. And for sure, I'm always in contact, and if I need anything, I can ask. But yes, it's been when I've studied in school. I've been 14 like years old, 14 or 15, and this I shared this story one time, but I really love it and wanted to say to you and to our listeners. I started with my friends. We bought spray cans. It's been like sheet spray cans, and we just like drawing real sheet. I can't say it in other words. And one guy got these cans from us and told, "This is shit, you should do this one," and show us like example. And we saw that looks like we missed something. And but the first start has been like, I didn't know you know such game. It's like Mark Echo getting up when like man, his nickname being Train. He's jumping during different trains and something like this, and make graffitis. And this, yes, this game being on computer, and I started to play with it with my brother and other guys, and it's been like inspiration for us. And it's been, oh yeah, it's illegal stuff. You like real gangsta. I don't know how to explain it. And this, it's been like a start of this journey. But let's back to crypto and how I brought it to crypto. Just decided to create something unique and tried it. And I think that I can do it.
And Pavi, when did you join crypto? Was it like 2022 that this was like you joined in the bear market in the deepest, or when did you join?
Yeah. But I joined to crypto like in the end of 2021, but started do actively different things just in, not in the middle, like in the April or in March of 2022, like full focus, being full focus, yes. And during the summer, I just, you know that I really listened it some spaces, and always I just read in different, in Twitter or something like this, yes, in different socials that people wrote, you should build during bear market to eat on bull market or something like this, yes. When always people wrote that you should build on bear market, you should create something. And I joined when floor price for Pudges been, I see by my eyes, 3.5 Ethereum, I think something like this, yes. And I just tried to create and think that it's a good way to start, and started to, because I love them, and made a decision to try create something. And it's been like, I remember every piece like it's been yesterday, but because each of them real special for me. Each of them has like special part in my soul, in my heart. But it's been hard, but it deserves it, really.
But Pavel, did you join before Luca took over, or was it afterwards?
No. I joined when Luca been.
Oh wow. But then you must have been very early when Luca just took over, kind of.
I thought yes, but yes. I joined Huddle Discord.
Yeah.
In October.
Yeah, this I remember.
No.
At some point we met you in the Discord.
I remember when it's been in October 2022. I remember it when, because I drew one graffiti. It's been like for Elon and his penguin, and I started because I wanted to add COPFP for Graffiti Kwai Network, and he has a PFP of Pudgy, but I didn't know before it about Pudgy, and I started research where I can get this fucking image of this fucking penguin, and I found that it's been an NFT collection. I really, this has been, that's how I found penguins for myself. And after this, yes, I started, and it looks like everything good. Yes, penguins. I'm going to be always penguin. Really, it's a part of me. Like, I think that,
yeah, I mean, your journey has been so cool, because you've been like in the Discord, in the Pudgy Discord for ages, and you've been so kind and like so supportive, and then you had this little Pudgy, and then after the Pengu launch you upgraded to this one, and it is like so cute, and it is like, you're like, for me, like, you're so such an OG, like you're such an OG Pudgy, because like you've done so much for the Huddle, and you help getting more eyes on Pudgy penguins. And yeah, I can totally see that you absolutely genuinely love the IP and the community. So
thank you so much for kind words.
Yeah, so it's always been like super cool to have you. And it's unbelievable. You joined in the bear market. I mean, that is really like that's so cool that also you sticked around, right? Because so many people got, I don't know, got depressed or left or like also, yeah, I don't know. It's like bear market is really challenging, like so much. So kudos to you that you sticked around.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I think that I can do more and speak much more, but I am really enjoying this hour. Yes, we are here around 1 hour, and if I can hug you, I will do it
Oh,
now, but yes, and
virtual hug. So, what are you now? I'm very curious. What are you more most excited like? Because you have so many things now upcoming. Like you're so involved, like in Parcheesi and K Network now in Abstract. So, what are you most exciting? What are you looking forward to? And also, like all the art you may have planned, please let us know.
You know that like my main mission in crypto, it's like being supportive during not during, always. For example, I don't much care about bear or bull market. For sure I love bull market, but I'm here for support. And you know that during these ages, I can say yes, ages, ages, no months, ages, I met a lot of true people, a lot of fake people, a lot of supportive people, a lot of non-supportive people, and a lot of projects. Yes, and for sure, I'm going to support Penguins and Kwai, but Abstract, it's like, for me, it's like the same as Penguins. And yes, I'm going to support, and I'm so excited about all of these projects. And when I when like during the week when I saw Kaita leaderboard about layer two chains, and I saw Abstract in top, I was so happy. And when I see leaderboard about Preminet layer one and CKY in the top, and I've been so happy. I'm always happy and always ready to support our Penguins, our HODL. And for sure, I can't write like huge technical tweets or something like this. Yes, but I know that I can create some masterpieces for you all. Yes, and my main goal is I don't want, for example, to make commission arts for projects which I don't know, which I don't want to support. It's not about money question, it about support. Yes.
Oh, I love that. I totally love that. I think, I mean, it's so visible that whatever you create, I can totally see that it, like, you speak with your heart, right? Like, even if, I mean, you make sometimes like little commissions for Pudgy Penguins, but it's only because you love Pudgy Penguins. Like, I can totally see you, like, the, if you don't like the IP, you would not do this. So, and I absolutely love that that you're staying true to yourself and to your style and to your community. It's awesome. Like you would not come and next day, like just theoretically, paint a mo or spray a moon bird. Like I know, no offense, but this I think would never happen, right? Like even if somebody would commission you, you would say no. So I think that is like so cool.
Yeah, because I think it's all about, if we have like around 5 10 minutes, yes, we can speak. If it's okay for you, I'm here. I just wanted to say that For sure, in crypto, people going to make money. Yes, it's not a problem. But like, you should respect yourself, and you should respect people who supported you, who support you, even who supported you, for example, in the beginning when you've been like no name, and they trust in you, they paid you for commissions and something like this. It's cool, and I really love to see how supportive people, and it's like mentally you feel it and they feel it. If and welcome to us. I saw that Ninja Pudgy join us. I love him. He's so supportive. yeah. I know everyone here, I think, and it's cool. It's cool. I know that we have not of tons listeners here, but you know that we can, everyone can be famous, and I don't want to be famous. I just wanna be person. When I finish, people will say, yeah, this guy, I've been good, really. I love his art or something like this. And it's like this, you know, about emotions. It's about emotions. If people, when I drew one art, I remembered when I wrote about, I posted art and been offline around 2 days, and someone asked me, why you didn't check feedback or something like this? I told that even if I got just one like, I've been happy. And for sure I got lot of tons of likes and different feedback. And even when people wrote me that, oh, this art is fucking bad or something like this, I can do better, or this is like this Photoshop, or this is AI stuff. Yes, I got different feedback, to be honest, but who cares about it? This is internet, and fucking losers always going to write you different shit. It's funny. Yeah.
No way, I can't believe you ever got negative feedback. I mean, what kind of person, like, you have to be to insult an artist? Like, what on earth? This is unbelievable. So, oh, I can't, and kudos to you that you don't listen to that, because I think if somebody is like this and needs to insult an artist, like, I mean, yeah, you don't need to listen to that. I think this person is in a quite negative place and has problems with himself or herself or whatever. So, but you know, two things that just came to my mind before we sum up. Did you by any chance participate in the Pachis TCG yet? Because if not, you need to. I absolutely need to connect you to them if you are not yet connected. Oh, you can't say, because it's some crazy alpha and you're not allowed to say. Then we skip this question.
No. I wanted to, like, to visit any event, yes, and come to US or something like this, but it's quite difficult for me to now, for now, yes, but I think in future, maybe something will possible.
No, Pavel, you know, there is this trading card game, which is called Pachi Vibes. And they, for the first edition, I think they invited 12 guest artists. So they have their one artist that did everything, like the main, like 199 trading cards. Her name is Claire Altman.
Yeah. I got you. Yes, sorry. Looks like I mean, yes. This is like maybe difficulties or misunderstanding because of my poor English.
No worries. Your English is perfect. Don't judge me. No worries. No. So Can we see, you think in the future there might be one special trading card designed by you by any chance, or can't you, like, is there anything you think that might be possible?
Yeah, you just wanted for me to create something like this, or just use my, for example, like my pudgy on any card.
No, so the thing is, for some trading cards, they invited
Yeah.
a guest artist. So in total, they invited 12 guest artists from the community, from the Pudgy Penguin community, which means, I mean, now the cards are out for the first edition, but for the second edition, I think there should be a Pavel designed trading card. This is totally my opinion, and I might upset everyone with
Yeah,
that,
I
but
got, yeah, right. I think it will be cool, really.
yeah,
Yeah, why not?
I could try to connect you to that team, and then you can have a chat. But I think because you're so much into our community, I think we need to see like a patchy trading card designed by you. If they do this for, I mean, I don't want to I don't know their plans for their second edition, but if the plan includes to have some cards designed by other artists, I think they should definitely include you. So this is my two cents.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's you know that I'm always ready and open to be more involved in the Pudgy community, in the huddle, create something or some or be just be involved, simple involved, even just support, do nothing, just support, for example. Even I'm down for everything, really. Just let me know if they're inter if they can contact with me. Yeah. I'm sure already. You know that I feel for now, I feel that I wanted to create something really huge. I can like shed some light that we started to grow our local community, Pudgy Russia. We have a Twitter account, and I can't say that I have something special goals for it on it or something like this, but it's really interesting, and I'm going to create something. I want to create something so huge, and but maybe it's going to be art or something like this. I keep in mind different merch editions, but for now, really, with Quiet Network launch, I haven't get much free time for.
Okay. Yeah, this is interesting. I would so love to see you included in like Pachi merch, and definitely also in this trading card game. So I try to connect you to that team. And the thing is, so I have another call right now. So I see Toby Arty requested. Maybe a quick question. I take you up on stage, and then I have to wrap it up, unfortunately. I'm so sorry, guys. Okay, quick question, Toby Art. Sorry for the rush. TM Toby Art, you're now up on stage. TM. TM TM. Okay, let's see.
Yo,
Oh,
Jim, Jim.
yay. Yay, TM TM. So, what
Sorry, I
is your
didn't.
question? Oh, we I think we lost Pavel. Oh my gosh.
I believe that was a mistake. That was a mistake right there.
No way. Now we lost Pavel. Oh, he must be because he joined via VPN, I think. Oh, we lost him. If your question was to Pavel, now I think we lost him.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't planning on asking a question. That was, I didn't know how my hand slipped. Sorry about
Oh
that.
no. Oh no. Okay, guys, I would say if obviously if you have questions, you can always write me or Pavel. That we just lost. I'm so sorry. Anyways, happy weekend, happy Friday. Also, Bitcoin is pumping, which is exciting. Woohoo! And I see you guys in the next huddle. Thank you so much for joining. Please all support Pavel and all other artists, obviously. And a happy weekend. Bye-bye.